What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear: strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back. Another edition here of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. We're back. We got a lot to discuss. We got a lot to dive into. As you know, the Brilliantly Dumb Show is brought to you by the fine folks over at Prize Picks, the number one place to win money while watching sports. You can't go wrong with Prize Picks. Culture picks, team picks, player picks, more or less, it is the best. We've been riding on it all year long. Promo code BDS, you know the drill there. As far as that goes, come join us. We got the Masters plays that we put out. We're all going to UFC this weekend, which is going to be
awesome.
So we got filming Saturday, and then we're going to go to the UFC, which is great. So Pops is going to come on to give his plays. So it's the Pops specials that's going to be this week. They're going to be putting him on the app, which is pretty cool. A lot of pressure when you go on that app. So really hope he could deliver on that front. But we do have a lot. Of course, we're going to get into the LeBron stuff, of course. But fellas, this weekend, UFC, the boys are back. We've never been all together at the UFC.
That's crazy to me that we haven't. Because, I mean, we've been a bunch. I think the one that Mikey went to, I wasn't around. I don't know. So
I think 2 years ago, you're supposed to come to the one in Jersey, something. That might have been the year that you got married, I think. And
it was right before
the wedding, and you had, I mean, obviously it's a busy time.
Mikey,
I'll tell you what, Mikey, after having a kid, a wedding seems like fucking light work.
Oh, dude.
A wedding at the time felt like, oh my God, we got so much stuff to do. Now I think I could plan three weddings.
You know, what's fucked up is like, I think that the older the kids get too, it's like you look back, and now I think people like look at me like the older, like my parents look at me and they laugh. Cause like I'm thinking about like the problems I have now with kids like 7 and 4 years old. And then the problems you got to deal with when like they're actually able to like go out and drive and go out with their friends go out at night. And like, that's like, and like, it just progressively is like, it's bigger, bigger kids, bigger problems. So yeah, I mean, the wedding is, Mike, I mean, wedding is fun. It's fun.
You got another shot at catching Kevin Holland's mouthpiece.
I do.
How you didn't walk out of the arena with that mouthpiece is just
Mikey.
And fights every other card. He's on every other card.
I said, I don't understand. This guy is on every. I've only been. This will be my third UFC fight. He's 3 for 3. He's 3 for 3 on cards. I've been there. It's just unreal.
He's
durable, man.
One of the funniest things that I've ever been a part of was Mikey catching.
Was it all wet and gross?
That was part of the reason that I wasn't too anxious to like stick it in my pocket or anything. I was like, this is kind of like, it's funny, but it's also kind of disgusting at the same time.
the only shame is it would have been a great piece for HQ.
It's a great piece. So, listen, maybe we grab somebody else's mouthpiece. You never know what could happen at UFC. Anything could happen at UFC. Anything.
Yeah. So. And D-Man, you've seen that Miami spread. The Miami spread might be the best.
That's a nice piece, Mikey. Buckle up. It's about to go down.
Yeah.
It'd be a lot of fun, though.
And then, of course, right out of the gate, co-main event gets canceled.
What the hell happened? That was the fight of the night. It was going to be.
It doesn't stop. It's just they pull them. It's brutal.
Why did they announce why the fight was removed?
I think Van got hurt or something, and they pushed it back to the next.
Is it Van
card.
Who got hurt?
That Tatsuro kid or whatever his name is. That kid's built like a shit brick house. That would have been one hell of a fight, man.
It sucks. I mean, it would have been great. So, and then having Sugar Sean on last week was awesome. It looks like the episode did well. Hopefully the people enjoyed that, but that was great too.
I thought that he was very articulate. I thought he was, I thought this guy, he would answer anything. This guy, he was really gave a lot. Like sometimes, you know, you interview somebody or you have like a big name guest on and they don't really give you much. I thought he was the complete opposite. That's always like a worry of mine when you like have somebody on, it's like, how much are they going to give you? But he was fucking great. I thought he was
also
funny.
From just looking at him face value, you'd think like the guy's got like colored hair and he looked, you might be like, oh, this guy's like thinks he's a shit or he's better. He couldn't have been more down to earth than you know,
yep.
Such a nice guy. And very, like you said, Mike, I feel like he's very intelligent, like very well spoken.
Yeah.
I'm a bigger fan now after having the interview, because I feel like he's a showman is what I feel, you know? And like, you know,
to me, I thought he stressed more than anything. The takeaway I got is he just wants to entertain people. That's the takeaway I had. Like,
it's kind of like you, Mike.
What?
Kind of like you. You just want to entertain people.
I don't have too many fine honed skills, Joe. So all I could do is just be who I am. That's it. But I seriously, what I took away was like the guy doesn't. He kept saying he doesn't like to hurt people. He's not about like going in there and trying to kill people. He just wants to entertain. Like, he's like, I want to put on a beautiful fight. He's like into the art of MMA. Like, he's like an artist of MMA. It's pretty interesting. Pretty interesting.
Joe, I thought it was fascinating. Mikey has Prize Picks put the Big Arch challenge.
Oh, my.
And I do. I mean, I think to see the way that line moved. So they did put it at a minute. I was curious to see how long they were going to put it up, like if they would do the research from the prior, which I think they did, and I think they're good with the minute. Am I wrong, Joe? The Big Mac that he had, he kind of still had it in his mouth. So like if something goes down, I do worry.
It's a loss. They were very specific that at it, we got to give him a 10-second countdown. So at 50 seconds, he's got 10 seconds. So he knows where he's at.
And hopefully then hopefully we don't even get to the countdown.
Well, that would be insane. But if he gets to a minute at the minute mark, he's got to open his mouth. If there's any remnants of like food or bun or anything like that in there, that's an L.
There's gonna be some type of like something. Like, what if like a piece of like sesame seed is stuck in my tooth?
Well, I mean, Mike, you know what I'm saying? Sesame seed is fine. I'm talking about a chunk of bread or lettuce. If it's a sesame seed,
there's two big differences from the Big Mac. Okay, the Big Mac was almost like we were just like, let's just fuck around, let's do it. This is a totally different. This is like preparation for the Spanky's challenge. This is the type of preparation that I'll have to be putting in, and like this will not be me sitting in this fucking rocking chair, just sitting back eating it here. I will be standing. I will have bottles of water with me because waters are legal to do. They do it in the Nathan. If it's good enough for the Nathans. Hot dog eating contest is certainly good enough for the Big Arch challenge. And, you know, the problem is really here, I come out on the shit end either way. If I do it, I'm a fat bastard. And if I don't do it, I'm a piece of shit because everybody lost a lot of money. So I really, this is a double-edged sword for me, Bob. I'm going to look like a slob or I'm going to lose people money. So there really is no winning for me in this situation. There really is.
I worry. Like, they always wanted us to do from, like, a golf standpoint. They always wanted us to do, like, you know, strokes, which they may end up doing one day. I think they were already teetering with it already. Right. But I do worry of people being, like, actually mad at you.
Yeah.
I'd move, too. So I don't want Mikey getting, like, you know, people will be pissed and people like coming at him and whatnot if he doesn't complete it is something to keep an eye out for.
I'm trying
Bob,
to look
Bob,
for
you
the
seen
live
the,
odds.
You seen the, only subs ledger for this year? People are mad at me enough, bro. All right? Don't worry about that.
Yeah.
Although seven of our last eight, though. Seven of our last eight from the Brotherhood, which is nice.
That doesn't really count because you're taking a survey.
Oh, it counts, Joe. It counts. Well, if they're put
you
out as
count that to the ledger, Mikey.
Okay, no, 100%. I'm putting them out as official. I'm doing the ledger, but you don't pay. You don't pay attention to the fine details. You don't pay attention to the fine details. Like the I'm going to give you the example. We go on the popular vote. However, there was a scenario with Arizona, Michigan. Unfortunately, Joseph, I don't mean to bring it up. There was a situation with Arizona, Michigan, where they voted 51-49, they wanted to take Arizona. I said, look, I've been looking Michigan all week. I said, I'm sticking with Michigan. That's the play. I'm sticking with Michigan. And Michigan had won that game. They destroyed them. So those are being put out as regular picks. Yes, they do count. They absolutely count.
Are you counting the fans' picks to the ledger?
Yes, because they're I'm letting them vote. This is not fans, Bob. These are a group of sharps. These are paid subscribers. These are sharps, Bob. These are sharps. What? So, you know, I think that we may have uncovered something here. I think we've put together a really sharp group of gamblers, and perhaps we lean into it. And perhaps we alleviate some of the pressure all on my shoulders. It is we, not me, after all. That is our credo. So, to be fair.
So, you're not going to make your own picks anymore?
Oh, I certainly am. I made two last week. I went 1-for-1. Well, 2-for-1, because then the Michigan flip on Arizona I did.
It's funny.
How do you go 2-for-1? 2-for-2, right?
2-and-1. Sorry.
Oh, 2-and-1.
2-and-1. But the subs picks went fucking 3-for-4.
Stu Finer has like a, he texts you his picks. So, like, it's like the old school where, like.
Does he feed you those?
He'll give it to me. Sometimes that's I'll good. Ride it, but I always think, like, imagine like Stu Finer D like taking it from the fans, and like I just don't see a world where Stu would do that. You know?
No, look, I don't think. Yeah, I don't think he would. He would put polls up like that. I don't know if he really knows how to do that. Stu's of the old school.
Yeah, here's my thing. It's like, Mikey, if I'm paying for your services, okay, mm-hmm. like just hear me out here before you
go ahead.
I don't want you to get upset with me.
No, but I will.
It would be like going to class mm-hmm. and you pay for the professor to teach you the class.
Okay.
However, now instead of the professor teaching you, the students are now teaching each other the class.
Right.
I don't pay for the students to give me the picks. I pay for the professor. I pay for your expertise, not for the common man. To be giving picks that are now being posted to your ledger.
Right, right.
These are not. You understand what I'm saying? Like,
absolutely.
I'm paying for you. I'm not paying for, you know, Jimmy Two Times.
I will say, like, it is a little.
I see what he's saying.
It's working, but it is a little bit bizarre.
Well, that's what I was going to say on the flip side. If it's working, I'm a big believer if something works, you stick with it you ride it out as long as you can ride it out. If it works, it works. That's number one. Number two, these are not common men, Joe. These are sharps. These are some sharp guys in there, man.
I tell you what, Austin Carver's not a sharp.
You know, Austin Carver catches more strays from
He's a nice guy. He wished me a happy Easter. He's a nice guy. But that doesn't mean he's a sharp.
He wished me a happy Easter. He goes,
by the way, I have to get back to him on that DM. But I will say that he's a nice guy, but he's not a sharp. I'm not going to pay my hard-earned money for Austin Carver or Miles Loughlin.
Let me ask. Miles is taking shots. Miles is a dear friend of the program.
Yes, that's fine, but he's not a sharp. That's what I'm saying. I love Miles dearly, but I'm not paying for his services to give me picks.
I think what we have going right now we have something going right now. Something is brewing. Something is brewing. We are 9 of our last 11 picks overall. My picks, subs picks. If it's working, you just stick with it, because if people are making money, they're going to be happy no matter how you give it to them.
If it's working, it's working. I've been watching Pops try and get into the waiting room for the past
20 minutes
going in and out. I think we may have him now. Pops is going to come in to give his UFC plays of the week. He has been going in and out maybe 15 times from the time. Lambs, do we have Pops on the horn?
We're trying to get him in here.
Here he is. To get him in and out, but I guess he's struggling.
Pops?
Dad? Can
anybody hear me? Yeah, I hear you, Mr. B. Mikey B here. I hear you loud and clear, sir.
We got the black hole joining us.
Mikey, that's more important.
There's not like a camera option?
You want me to do the front camera or the back camera?
The front
or the back camera, he's asking.
The front or the back camera. Because he's looking at the phone. I know what he means. The flip or the front.
Yeah. Oh, the front, Dad. Try flipping it then, maybe, Dad. Now he's got a Jackals game at 9, so he's cutting it close.
Whoa.
We got something.
Mr. B, you got it.
Turn the camera around.
Yeah.
You got to turn the camera around.
I wouldn't even. Yes, there it is. There it is.
There he is.
Now we can't
hear him. He probably hit the mic button by accident, though.
Dad, hit the microphone.
Man, we were so close.
I mean, he's my dad. He's doing better than my dad. My dad wouldn't even know how to do it.
My father would have no idea, bro.
This is exactly how I would expect it. StreamYard link, so it's not like what he's used to with the Zoom of just coming in. No, we tried to get Pops on for it. He's so fired up about these UFC plays.
He's got to have been going back and forth, knowing like that it's gonna be on the app, right?
Yeah, I'm nervous for him. And you know, to be on the app too, you got to do not the parlay, you got to do the lineup. So you got to do a lineup too. Like when I did that MLB opening night, you put four plays out, you know,
yeah, and then they whacked it though. You whacked ones? It.
Bob,
he hit a four teamer when he put a four play.
Now, yeah. I want to say, I'm looking at I don't know where the live line is here. I guess it's under Bob Does Sports. Would it be under Bob Does Sports? For Mikey's big arch.
It's probably down to like times 1.1, I think, last I saw it.
Mikey, tell people what you messaged me about what's on the prize picture. I got such a kick out. I didn't see it till later when I read it.
This is the power that you people, not we, you people, the listener, the faithful, the voiceless, all of you.
Oh my God. By the way, Mikey now.
I don't want to know, man.
I got to tell you what, Mikey. And I don't want
going up a little.
I gotta be honest, Mikey. And by the way, I hope you don't take this in a bad way. This is at 4x for the no. I might have to bet the no.
I think people are betting the no because it was lower than 1.2.
4x is good. I said to myself, I will never ever.
What a scumbag! What a fucking scumbag!
I'm just saying, maybe it'll be used as motivation for you to complete. No. Because I'm saying,
Joe, I got news for you. I don't need any more motivation. I'm fucking. I don't need motivation. I'm a disciplined individual. I don't need motivation. I wake up in the morning. I know what I got to take care of. And the only thing that's been on my mind for the last 72 hours is how the fuck I'm going to finish this burger in under 60 seconds, so the world doesn't hate me. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
All the only subs are going to come together. They're each going to take a bite.
That would be helpful.
Oh! Austin Carver's going to have poppy seeds falling out of his mouth. The sympathy seeds. It'll be an only sub fucking challenge, Bob. Take a nibble. Take a bite.
You guys are something else, man.
He does a... You know, you pay for his picks, but it's got so bad that he just said, you know what? Fuck it. You guys.
It's like going to McDonald's, but you got to make your own meal and then you eat it and pay.
All right, You take it very well.
I'm just saying, 1.21x, that means that you're heavily favored here, Mikey. That's massive.
Yeah, but I'm telling you this, it was lower than that. So people are starting to bet the no.
Well, there's a lot of value to that no, especially knowing the Big Mac. Well, the Big Mac, he didn't do it.
Yo, bro, is this guy fucking serious? Is this guy fucking serious?
You know, the thing is, we're all...
I'm rooting for you.
You're not rooting for me, Joe. You're fucking rooting directly against... If you bet no, you're rooting against me directly. It's not even fucking like you can't understand that. No, you can't wrap your fucking big head around that.
Well, you know what, Mikey? I kind of want more people to bet no so that the value in the yes goes up. So when I take the yes,
okay. All right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. I get it. Yeah. I get it.
It's called manipulating.
But anyway, system, back to what Bob was saying before. Culture-wise, 382 people on this since whatever, compared to like there's a Trump category, only 25 people. Who will be on the cover of Rolling Stone magazine? Only 198 people. It is wild. Top podcast you could bet on. Joe, that's only 42 people voting on that. This is carrying the culture category in prize.
I love that.
So you're either with us or you're against us. Joe is against me.
I'm not against you. I'm trying to get more people to bet on the no so that I can get better value on the yes.
All right. Okay.
I promise you I will be betting on the yes, Mike. I'm rooting for you. You're my guy. I'm just saying, if you don't know and you're looking in there, 4X is a very, that's a very kind of...
It's an attractive number.
Oh, yeah. That's a lot of value there. Right. You know? Now, are you going to be doing... Are you going to eat multiple arches before, like, the actual thing so that you know what to expect?
No, but what has to happen is... So, Saturday... the day we go to UFC, I have to eat a really big amount of food to stretch my stomach out. Like I have to eat a gigantic meal Saturday. I have to just go nuts on Saturday.
Maybe we even get you one on Saturday at Big Arch just to test the waters.
I don't think that's necessary. I don't think that's necessary.
But what if you don't have one and then it comes game time and you pull this thing out of the box and it's
You think
so
it's
going to
intimidate me? You think it's going to
It might be a little bit more than what you expected is all I'm saying. Do you want to know what your opponent looks like before you get in the ring with it?
Big burger.
The thing is, Mikey, we're going to know with you being there. We're going to know what Joe has right away. Like the second that clock starts ticking, we're going to
Have
your time, Michael. Take your time, Michael. Plenty of time, Michael.
There's no hiding it. You're going
to
know.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Brilliantly Dumb Show is, of course, brought to you by our friends over at SeatGeek. SeatGeek, the number one rated ticketing app out there with over 70,000 events listed, with over 35 million downloads of said app. And we are in the thick of America's pastime. Baseball season is back, and the only way I'm going to the Boogie Down Bronx, the only place I'm getting my tickets to take my kids to go out to the ball game to see the Yankees, is of course through SeatGeek. It does everything for you, all the hard work. You put in your location and it gives you all the events, concerts, sporting events, special events, whatever you could imagine to go see live is likely on the app. And that is why we always use SeatGeek. And of course, SeatGeek and the fellas have your back. As always, we have a code for you guys. You could use code DUMB10, that's D-U-M-B-10, for 10% off of your next set of tickets at SeatGeek. That's 10% off any tickets with promo code DUMB10. Thank you to our friends at SeatGeek.
So obviously, we were going to come in and do the pop sway. So obviously, now we're going to put the less than for Mikey on the minute. I really do. I think he's going to go less than. The fact that that is on the app is unbelievable. This is the type of
stuff.
It really is.
Spectacular stuff.
It's so good. That's a man who's about to accomplish a challenge right there.
Dude,
I tell you what, you can find that hat and polo on breezygolf.com.
That's right.
Don't use any other promo code but BearDown10. That's the only promo code you'll ever need.
You want to see the header they have for the Pops UFC play?
Yes.
Oh, my.
That is... Dude, he looks like Dark Helmet from Spaceballs.
I was from Yankees Fantasy Camp. I showed him it, and he goes, "Oh, come on, man."
Yeah. It's a big helmet.
Yeah.
Big helmet.
I'm excited for him. A little nervous for him, but excited for him. So we're going to put the plays out Saturday. And then again, use promo code BDS to get a free $50 when you play your first $5 lineup. That's promo code BDS. Come take the Mikey Big Arch Challenge. It's going to be a blast.
Wow.
And it's going to be great.
We going to do that early in the day, Bob?
Whatever you want. Totally your call.
Okay.
Totally your call. Yeah, because I want to be able to veg out. I want to be able to have one of those big days.
Well, it's
the final round of the Masters. I really would rather try and knock it out early.
Totally your call.
Okay.
I think we're going to start streaming for like the afternoon pairings. So maybe before it starts, we can fire it.
Yeah, yes. I think like right when we start. Nice.
Although it would be optimal to have as many people in there as possible. So the longer you wait,
I understand that.
maybe wait before they round the ninth hole, so then you have the whole back nine just to enjoy yourself.
So you want me to stop at the halfway house at Augusta and do the Big Arch Challenge? Yeah. Okay. Whatever is best for business is where I'll always sign on the dotted line. So if the best thing to do is to do it during, I'll do it during.
Good for you.
It's not a problem.
Who are our picks for the Masters again, by the way?
Do you have Tommy Fleetwood?
Oh, yeah. Tommy Fleetwood.
Bob has John Rahm, and I have Auberg.
Those are some good picks. I got one more that I'm throwing in.
Let's hear it.
That I think is really, really good value.
Xander?
A guy who's already won before, and they got him way down there. I think Hideki Matsuyama could go and win it again, and he is way down there, and he's done it before. That's another thing on the Prize Picks app, is look into Hideki Matsuyama. You could have him to win, top five.
How's he been playing? I feel like when the tour year started, he was playing really well. Is he still playing very well?
it started off really hot and then tapered off a little bit.
You know, you know who would be a fun one? I don't know what his odds are, but I bet you they're high. And he's playing great. Is Adam Scott is playing really good right now. Yeah, and he's, I mean, he's old, but that would be, I bet you that'd be a nice little juicy. Now, I don't think it's a 4X like Mikey's big arch, but it's, no, I'm just joking. It's probably more. I swear to God, Mikey, I promise you, I'm taking the yes. I would never, even if I thought the value was insurmountably good value, I would still take my guy over that because you're worth more to me than just a pick.
Not to put any like fear on you, Mike, but like I do worry that if he goes over the minute, like people are gonna be so pissed. Like
Joe, a lot of juice.
If people put something on me and you strokes wise in a Bob the Sports Major and we shit the bed, we're gonna take a ton of heat.
I would tell people I would say before that I would say take the over for sure because I don't want to and you know I don't want to let anybody down and I probably would knowing my golf game.
Well, and there you go, and I don't want to let anybody down either, and that is why you know sometimes you have to explore other options to make sure that you're not letting people down, and we're in the business of not letting people down. We're in the exact opposite business. The exact opposite business.
We are in that business.
He's in the business of letting his own people get themselves down.
But that hasn't happened.
No, that's true. That's true. I might have to ride these.
There you go. That's all you had to fucking say from the beginning. That's all you had to say, Bob. That's it.
Mikey, get a only subs plug. You deserve it. You took it really well.
I mean, you see it right behind me. I mean, there's only one place to go when you want to join a true brotherhood of sharps. I mean, this is a sharp betting community. The proof is in the pudding. 7 of our last 8 communal bets. Is it a communist regime maybe now instead of a dictatorship? Sure. Should you give a shit if you're winning money? Absolutely fucking not. Click the subscribe button. Less than a fucking cup of coffee a month. Come on. What are we doing?
All right. Here you have it.
By the way, we're brought to you by Rocket Money today, Bob.
Good for
Brilliantly
you.
Dumb yeah. Show is brought to you by Rocket Money today. We're talking about money. We're talking about taking our money in a rocket ship. How much time do you waste spending your money, thinking about how to not spend your money, thinking about how to build your equity, build your portfolio, get some kind of financial stability underneath your feet, not only for yourselves, but for your family? That is why we're here today to talk to you about Rocket Money. Damn it. We all have those subscriptions that we have for apps and all these different things that we don't even know we're subscribed to. Money's just coming out of the account every single month. Rocket Money can track all the subscriptions and has the ability to cancel them. Unwanted ones when the app with a few taps, saving users over $800 million in canceled subscriptions. $800 million they've saved people in canceled subscriptions. There's automatic transaction categorization across accounts, plus customizable categories and tags to reveal spending patterns. So if you make a big purchase, whatever, and you're laying money away for something big, it could track every payment for you. It could break down everything for you as you go along. And this is how automated savings grow towards goals with adjustable amounts and frequency. So it's a set it and forget it mentality with Rocket Money, okay? So Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps find and cancel unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. Let Rocket Money help you reach your financial goals faster. Join rocketmoney.com/brilliant. That's rocketmoney.com/brilliant. rocketmoney.com/brilliant.
All right, moving right along here. I do want to talk a little bit the LeBron episode. We talked about it a little bit for Bob the Sports coming up. I think the craziest thing by far we've ever done. Mikey, curious your thoughts, like seeing that from afar. Obviously, you knew that we were filming with him.
Yes.
Your thoughts to talk a little bit about the LeBron episode.
Yeah, to me, I don't think anything could have come out for LeBron to change people's perception on the person. I think people, including myself, may have had a certain opinion about him before he showed. He completely let himself open more than I thought he actually would with you guys. To my surprise, even my wife made a comment about it. She's like, really? Like, he was very, very open. He was so, I thought he was ultra relatable. On top of that, I thought it was extremely entertaining. I thought the interaction, obviously the one Bob kept posting with Joe was hysterical. The opening thing with Joe was hysterical. It was really, really good.
Very good. How are you?
Good.
How's Luca?
He's good, man. Good. He's hanging in there. Good. Told him that I was going to try to shoot good. Wouldn't disappoint him, but I can't tell.
I thought it was great. And it's obvious how much he enjoys it. Like, he's truly enjoying it. Like, it's not enact. It's not like it feels scripted. It is like he is out there enjoying it. I think he's bit by the bug, and that's where it's going to stay.
I do want to tell a story. It cuts him curious, obviously, your thoughts too. But you're exactly right. Like the whole time leading up to it, I was talking with him, and like I've never had a guess. Like I didn't feel like it was really going to happen. I couldn't believe it. Like they could to me with his security, his manager, and you think that all these people are going to show up. He traveled very light, and just the build up to it was so nerve wracking. And you know, we really treated ourselves. We stayed in a really nice Airbnb, and I'm thinking to myself, like, holy fuck, what if this like doesn't go through? Was Monday Night Airbnb, like I couldn't wrap my head around the fact that we got him and that he was going to show up. When it leading up to going to the course was very nerve wracking. At least I was very anxious. I was so ready to go as far as I knew I'd be in the cart with him. So I was so prepared for him, but I just couldn't wrap my head around that he was really going to go. When we got there and then we saw his security guard, it was like, okay, this is really happening.
That was crazy.
The Joe clip is one of my favorite clips in Bob DeSports history, because I don't have a kid. I can only imagine having LeBron show up and ask about your kid when you don't see it coming just rattles you. But just to see Joe not be able to get words out was the funniest thing I've ever seen. And again, I don't blame him.
It's like me on that Rocket Money ad, Joe. It's not bad.
Oh,
yeah.
Funniest thing. But I do just want to tell a story with LeBron was – first, I've been talking to him since. Like, he is unbelievable. Everything you said about him, Mikey, 100% true. Loves the game. It's just amazing what's come from it. But we go to the Laker game, and he has us in these amazing seats. And throughout the game, he'd score and look at us. Like, I asked him to give us a 50 balls. Like, can you score 50 for us? Just not like pass or whatever. And obviously he was passing, but he scored and looked right at us. Like, come on, let's go. So throughout the game, he's looking at us. And then his agent comes over to me in the game. She comes and she sits by us and she goes, I think he has a couple different agents, but she says, you know, LeBron wants you guys to hang after the game. So he, you know, he could say goodbye to you guys and whatnot. So we're waiting after the game and we're waiting for him. And like, granted, we just spent a full day, but we're all kind of nervous. I got my cousin with him, like wants to get a jersey signed. Joe had a jersey. And we're sitting there waiting. Anthony Davis is sitting next to us because he plays for the Wizards. So he's standing there to say hello to LeBron after the game. There's security there. They're doing, I think, maybe like a documentary or something for him. So there's cameras everywhere, and it's just kind of nerve-wracking waiting for him. And then all of a sudden, you see the lights flashing and everything.
So crazy.
Like, you know it's him, and it's like, holy fuck, like here he comes. Granted, we just spent the whole day with him.
Yeah.
He comes out of the locker room. Anthony Davis, a couple other players are there, and he just goes, "The Demon!" And it put all of us at ease. And he comes walking right over to us. Like, again, amazing. Couldn't have been nice. But him coming out and just going, "The Demon!"
That's unbelievable.
I said to the guys, I was like, you know, they're like, we felt kind of out of place. You know, you have coaching staff, ex-players, Anthony Davis, they're all standing there waiting to see him. And I said to the guys, I'm like, you know, we're just standing next to these guys. Like, we should just hang low. So once he says hi to all these guys, then I'm sure he'll come and say hi to us. He walked B-line right by Anthony Davis and all these guys, dapped me up, dapped up Bob and FP, and was talking to us to the point where Anthony Davis walks over and was like, who are these guys? He's like, yo, these are my golfing boys or something to that extent. And then Anthony Davis is showing us his swing. It was one of the more bizarre, more out of like surreal moments where it's just like, this is the biggest superstar in the world, arguably, aside from maybe like a Ronaldo or Messi. Like, and this guy's just, he's just chumming it up with us. And it's just like, he's asking us, he wants to go on a golf trip with us, with his son, with Bronny. He's like, so when are we going to go swing the sticks again? And it's just like, it's crazy. It's insane. Yeah, but it's
great. The jet, I've never seen the jet that I noticed from all of us. We all were a little tight even that morning, and we played late in the afternoon. So the buildup to get to the afternoon was a lot, where I almost wish we just played in the morning and just got right into it. But Jet was a wreck in the sense of I've never seen him that nervous. He was worried with the GoPros that LeBron wouldn't fit in the cart and they would have to give us a cart where he couldn't put the GoPro. So he'd go by the GoPro. He's like, he's not going to fit. He's not going to fit. We're fucked. We're fucked. We're fucked. He's going to fit. It's fine. It's fine. Use that cart. Use that.
Well, what is he? He's back. What is he? 6'9" or
6'8"? 6'9".
Yeah. Yeah. And then to get it out, you know, then to hold it and for it to release.
We've never had
just sitting on a monster like that and waiting to release. The days were going so
well. I remember, I think we recorded a full pod without talking about it. And we all knew that it was coming and it was like, we couldn't say anything about it. And
that was crazy.
Yeah.
You should have seen Bob after that day, Mikey. The kid was floating through the hallways. The guy was on an adrenaline high, and the food, he was ordering from fucking, we had food coming from everywhere.
Dude, I mean.
It was absurd.
You say what you will, but you take a look at, you rewind the clock back to the COVID years and now, and I mean, that's a deserved pat. Like, you know, you don't want to pat yourself on the back, but like, You could take a little time and sit back and like really soak in what's happened over the last 5-6 years. Like, there's nothing egotistical about that. There's nothing selfish about that. Like, it's like you worked very, very, very hard to do something, and look at what's happened. I mean, even, you know, just in HQ is another thing. It's like, bro, it's just nuts. It's just nuts.
Breezy,
the LeBron thing is crazy. It's crazy.
Breezy put up a post. It's like a side by side. It's like where it started. It was like me at the Links of Victoria.
That was,
and then it's
awesome.
Like where it's going. And then it's just a picture of LeBron with us in the background.
Yeah, I saw that, and I thought that was spectacular. And if you can't see that, like, if you're gonna like nitpick that, it's just so sad because it just that is. I saw that. I thought it was incredible. It
Our
is incredible.
Fans were so supportive too. Like, they were so happy. Like, they felt it was an achievement for them, which it was. Like, the people who have just been with us from the start, they were so genuinely happy.
When we got home,
there's like, we had a backyard and had a pool, and then you can like go up. There's like a patio.
It looked nice.
We were all on the pool, and I just went up there and just sat up there. And it was like from a movie. You could see all of LA. I just sat there with my drink and just soaked in, and I couldn't believe it. And we got home. The video was done. We transferred all the footage. Like, we had it.
Yeah.
And then it was the greatest night. Like, that release of it's done, we did it, and then having it was the greatest moment we've ever
had.
It
was really cool to see the fans' response. Bob, I agree with you. Like, it's cool to see, like, the people who've been there, like the OG, like, people who've been watching us.
Yes.
And to see them comment and stuff. And then, you know. It really is. It's like, we don't get there without those people who've been watching and supporting us and like getting us to where we are now. Like, it's pretty mind blowing. So, but the thing is now, where do we go from here now?
Well,
like,
you just,
LeBron is as good as it's going to ever get. Like,
just,
I don't.
You continue doing what you're doing. That's all. You just continue forward. And, you know, you guys, like, those videos, like, listen, as great as LeBron is, like, I think LeBron, that was another thing that I noticed. And I'm going to say, I think LeBron was just as excited, if not more so, to play with you guys. I gotta be totally like, yes, obviously there's the element, like Bob said, is like, you're never prepared or you're never ready to bring on somebody of that magnitude. It's like, you know, higher than that is what? The president? Like, I mean, like, who's higher than that? Like, in terms of like popularity, like you said, Joe, like a Leo Messi or like a fucking, you know, like a Kardashian or something like that, with hundreds of millions of people following them. But yeah, I thought he was just as excited, if not more so, to be there. So you continue on the same path and you see what happens. But even my phone, bro, I was getting, when that episode dropped, I was getting fucking, and
really?
I wasn't even in it. I wasn't even involved with it whatsoever. And I was getting fucking blown up. People were like, yo, what the fuck? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, this is the universe now. I go, this is the Bob Does Sports Brilliantly Dumb universe. This is what it is. It's crazy. It's fucking
crazy. I forgot
crazy.
You were right, Mike. I forgot we did the podcast the day after, and not speaking about it was one of the hardest things. To acting like we didn't just film with him.
Yeah.
That was really hard to do. But yeah, just the amount of people that I came home and asked to come on the show after that,
Oh, I could imagine. Now, how do you deal with that? That's a legitimate, like, how do you, that's tough. That's a tough thing, like, you know, and that's a tough thing to do.
I think it opens the door now to so many athletes that will want to come on, because we're not out to get you. Like, we want to, the goal for us is to make you look as good as possible. So I want, like, agents and whatnot to be like, go on that show, like, mm-hmm. look at LeBron, like, yeah, I want them to know, like, we're never going to be out to get you. Like, it's always going to be, you know what I mean? So
who would
yeah.
be your dream? Who would be your dream get now, Bob? Like, if you had to pick one guy,
I think now, and like, knowing the pettiness that he has, could you imagine if Michael Jordan's like, fuck it, now I'm going on?
Oh,
like, imagine
God,
that,
bro.
I would love Tom Brady, dude. I think he would, him being in the golf space, and like, he's actually like into the, I think he would be fucking amazing to have on, you know. Now we're shooting for the stars here. I mean, this is, you know,
I mean, you just had LeBron, so it's not,
I would say Tom Brady's a lot more achievable than Michael Jordan, because Tom Brady's like, he has his own YouTube channel, he uploads like vlogs now. So,
does he really?
Yeah, he. I don't know if it's like vlogs, but yeah, it.
See, I think Tom Brady would be awesome. I would have so many questions for him. I really would.
Let me hear one. I'd love.
Yeah,
to hear
I
one.
Wanted to hear one too.
Yeah, I'd love to hear your.
I would love to hear. I would want to ask him about when he first came on after replacing Drew Bledsoe. Like, his thoughts, like, after winning the Super Bowl, like, what was going to be like the next thing for him? Like, did he like see a world where he was going to retain that position and be the fucking, you know what I mean? Like, just to hear how he, to me, that's the coolest thing about him. Obviously, it's like, he's won 6 Super Bowls. It's unbelievable. But like, the start of that, like, where he was really kind of like that underdog, not really what he was drafted, really low. And like, to see where he came up from, that to me is the cool story of it, is to see his progression into becoming the best quarterback that's ever played the game. Arguably, you know, I would think that that's pretty standard, you know, thought process at this point. But
yeah.
He would be, plus he's a good golfer too. I feel like he would
be
great. Yeah.
Yeah. Some guys have it all, man.
Mike, have you been practicing or playing at all?
Interesting you say that. I have a tee time today at 11:20.
Oh, Michael. Good for you. Now what you got to do is you got to fire up some content from that rant.
I will. It's going to be bad, but I will.
Well, come on, Mikey. You can't say it's gonna be bad, you know.
It's gonna be bad, bro. But I will.
I will say this: watching LeBron and you swing was very similar in the sense that I feel it's harder for like taller guys with the clubs. Like, I feel like the swing in golf is more difficult.
Bob was like, yeah, I was like, if Bob ever were to call LeBron or get LeBron on Brilliantly Dumb, like on a phone call or something, my first question I was going to ask LeBron or would ask LeBron, it'd be like, how do you, as someone who's like an inch taller than me or like 2 inches taller than me, like, how has like your comfort level been like swinging clubs? Like, obviously somebody probably sent him the longest clubs custom that he could get. And I mean, I did that too. I lengthened all my irons and my wedges to the longest standard that any company makes. You know what I mean? So it's like, I really am interested. That would be my first question, which is probably people would think, wow, that's fucking, you're going to waste that question. That's not a waste to me because it's relatable. You know what I mean? Like, it's a relatable question. That would be the first thing I would ask him. So yeah, I saw him swing and I was like, yeah, I was like, that kind of is like, that backswing, if clubs go so fucking high in the air, but it's got such a long way to come down. It's like
a windmill.
I'm gonna do a lot of like half. This is my first round of the year. I'm gonna take a lot of like half swings today, I think, just to try and get, you know what I mean, just to get a little more.
Are you playing with gas, man?
Huh? No, the gas man. Oh, I asked if this guy wanted to play, man. He went on it. Well, you know, the weather is not, you know, this isn't 70 degrees and he's got it rained yesterday and they might not let the cart go out. And, you know, all I asked was, do you want to play? I sent a text to him and Fu. Fu was very, very nice. He was like, I can't do it. I have work. Dickie Gass wrote me a paragraph about why he couldn't play. I said, you know, you're really becoming a prima donna in your old age. He wasn't happy with that at all. He was not happy with that.
I will say that no cart is somewhat concerning if it's wet like that, because it's just like the...
It's sloppy, but for me, I'd like to... It's beautiful out today. It's 55 and sunny. Like, it's not going to get too warm, but, like, it's sunny out. I'll walk. It's not... Like, I would like to... I wouldn't mind walking.
Good
at
for
all,
you, Mikey.
Yeah, I'd like to get my steps in.
Yeah, as far as calling LeBron, I think it's at the point. I'm not going to do it this week, but, like...
Yeah.
I literally think I could call him and he would come on. If I asked him just to come and us just call him, even if he doesn't like
get him for a top five, maybe, Bob.
I really think it's at the point where he would come and do it. We've been talking since.
It doesn't hurt to ask, Bob. Would be nice. Yeah,
doesn't hurt to ask. All right, moving right along, let's head on over to the buy or sell. What did the D-man see that he liked? What did the D-man see that he did not like? Petey, we're over to you.
I'm going to buy this week something that, you know, I would like to say, you know, my palate at my age, I'm turning almost 40 years old. I've experienced a lot of things that are delightful, that are very good. And I feel like I'm very knowledgeable in the, you know, when it comes to eating, as you can tell, I got a barrel. That being said, I experienced something that blew my freaking mind when we were in LA, and actually when we were at the Lakers game. I think people need to know how good this fruit is. Michael, I'm telling you, this might have been the best
mystery fruit
of fruit I have ever had in my life. We got there. They had this elaborate platters of fruit and sushi and all this stuff. So I find myself eating on this off the fruit platter, and I see something on the side that I just...
Is it crudité, Joe? Crudité?
No, it was not, Michael. What it was pink pineapple. And let me tell you something right now. I have never eaten something like this. This was like it was picked, hand-picked from the Garden of Eden itself, Michael. This was the most scrumptious, most delightful, sweet, sensational piece of fruit I put in my mouth, and it was like an explosion of absolute joy in my mouth. It was like the colors of the rainbow were dancing in my mouth. Pink pineapple.
He sounds like Bill Walton.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it rainbows is. And the colors dancing on my palate like elven warriors coming down from the hills of Glidesdale.
That is so good.
I'm telling you.
I could listen to him describe food for hours on end.
Hey, Bill Walton?
No, you! You!
Oh, man.
We never played that voice note when he gave the fucking description of the crudité from the Four Seasons. I never laughed harder in my entire life. I never laughed that hard in my life.
Well, we're doing actually another thing with Prize Picks. We're doing, people are going to see it, it releases. So tonight.
Oh, yes, yes,
this
yes.
Is Tuesday. We're doing a Masters dinner brought to you by Joey D. The menu looks awesome. I thought he was going to go like very bougie, like some like. He didn't go bougie, but it's going to be very, very good. No, dude, you could understand that. Like, Mikey, wouldn't you expect him to do, like, beluga caviar?
Yeah, I thought it was, for Joe, I thought it was very tame. It looks great, but I thought it was very tame. It wasn't, like, ludicrous, outrageous, like, oh, I want the snow beef from the Aiku Mountains of Japan.
Oh, the Hokkaido, yeah. See, the problem is that we have a personal a chef that we've hired, so I don't want to make it too difficult to, like, you know, the guy's got to come in and do a job. But I do think, it's not like I'm settling for, like, you know, a strip sirloin. I'm asking for Wagyu tomahawk. I mean, like, that's pretty damn good.
Michael, what you're looking there is the Grand Metze spread, consisting of three spreads. The first is a charred red pepper spread, finished with coriander, walnuts, and mint. The next one is a charred eggplant, also known as a baba ganoush, which is finished with pistachios. And finally, the last one, and my personal favorite, is the hummus that's shaved with summer black truffles, finished with a little bit of thyme. The thing was sensational, served with lavash, homemade pita, and organic vegetables homegrown on the fourth floor.
I mean, that's
a, you know, it's organic vegetables grown on the fourth floor of the hotel.
Yeah, like, they have a little garden up there.
Summer truffle.
I could listen to this shit. It's pathetic, man.
I am saying, going back to it, though, pink pineapple. I don't know how I've missed the mark on this. maybe the best fruit I've ever had. And I would strongly suggest, if I don't even know where you get it, because you got to go to like maybe like.
I strongly suggest acquiring this rare fruit that no one's ever heard
of. You tried it.
Before.
Was it not unbelievable, Bob?
Yeah, I've actually had it before. It's really good. It's like a, I think it's sweeter than pineapple. It's
definitely better than regular pineapple.
I think by the way, I think that that's like a thing, the pink pineapple. I think I've seen people on Instagram, like it's like a giftable, like you order it online and ship it to somebody as like a gift.
Like
for
the cotton candy grapes or something like that. It's like,
yeah. See, that Holly always gets because the kids love that, the cotton candy grapes.
LeBron favorite cotton candy grapes.
Is that right? Okay.
Yeah, he mentioned that his favorite.
I heard him describing the dessert with the caramel. That sounds.
It was so funny. Did you see Cracker Barrel? He talked about the Cracker Barrel pancakes. Literally the next day, they released like a tutorial.
Hey, listen, strike while the iron's hot, Bob.
Oh, dude. That's what I was saying to him, too. Like, I mean, I was saying to Jet, like, the things that he's saying in the episodes, like Wendy's, that's huge for Wendy's. Like, you know, I'm talking about that. I was going to talk to him about Arby's. I should have got Arby's in there.
Bob, you would have to ask for a contract negotiation. You just hold that clip. And then when you tell him you got LeBron speaking about
just
the curly fries, then
just
you just fire.
Just gatekeep LeBron Arby's clips until until he sits back down at the negotiating table.
Bob goes, don't take my word for it. Ask LeBron. He goes, yeah. The curly fries from Arby's are next level good.
I need Arby's.
My good friend LeBron will put these Arby's fries toe-to-toe with any.
I've had a couple prove it to me contract with Arby's and good ones for sure. I this next contract with Arby's, I want to be the face of the franchise. I want the ball.
Who else do they got? I don't know who else they have on the roster.
Well, they had Alex Cooper, so she's got me beat there for sure. But that was like a one-time thing that they did with her.
I'm taking your food advice over Alex Cooper, with all due respect.
Yeah.
Yeah, Alex Cooper's got me beat, though, for sure.
Yeah, but she's not. Maybe she's got you beat in terms of, like how many people know her and stuff. But, like, who's taking food advice from Alex Cooper? You have a whole series. It's called Feed Bob.
Maybe, with all due
respect, I think I'm taking your advice when it comes to food over Alex Cooper, you know?
Yeah, I want to be the face of Arby's. I really do. You know, Jersey Mike's, you know, they got Danny DeVito. You know the different guys that they got. I'm ready now for Arby's. I want the ball. I want to be the guy. I've had a couple prove it deals, and I feel like I've proved it. You know.
By the way, do you know that Burger King got rid of the king?
Is that right?
He's gone.
What do you mean he's gone?
The king is. I'm pretty sure, Mike. You know, I thought you would be up to speed with this being a BPA guy. They sent the king to the curb.
Really?
I think he's gone.
Burger King just fired the Burger King. It's a big risk and an even bigger leadership lesson. This guy definitely wasn't helping. I think this is a troll job.
I'm telling you, he's gone.
We fired the king.
The guy
definitely wasn't helping any of it, referring to Burger King's.
Mikey, maybe there's an opening.
Oh, yeah, great. Thanks. That's what I want to do, Joe. That's the direction I
want
to go in.
You don't want, what are you Burger talking King. About? You wouldn't want to be the face of Burger King?
They're not going to make me the king, the Burger King. You think
you got the stature for it?
I do have the stature for it.
I would gladly be the face of Burger King. Let me tell you.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh, my God.
Fries, man. I feel like the Burger King fries don't get enough credit. I like those.
They make a nice fry.
So good. The Whopper is maybe one of the best. I think it's a top three fast food burger.
The Cha-King sandwich was still, to this day, I'm telling you, that Cha-King sandwich was a difference maker, dude. I'm telling you, it just was. It was a difference maker.
That was a fun time, man.
And I tell you what, too, the original chicken sandwich, the original chicken sandwich is good, too.
I like
how long? The torpedo.
The long one, Bob, yeah. The one that I ate with the Taco Bell burrito on top of it.
It's a nice piece.
How long would the Cha-King take you to finish, Mikey?
No, I would say similar to 60 seconds, right around 60 seconds. I mean, one sandwich is like, you got to think about it. I ate that Spanky's burger with a pound of fries in 6 minutes. That Spanky's burger had five patties on it. Five. And those are like not fast food size patties.
That was the most impressed I've ever been with you was the Spanky's.
Well, that's the mentality I have to bring Sunday. That kind of intensity and mentality, which is going to be hard for some people to accept. but
Mikey Spain was so impressive. Like, that really was. That was when I was like, holy, like, I'll never bet against him. That's why I feel the way I do about the Arch. Seeing that Spanky's challenge, I mean, nobody's topped it.
That one I was gassed up for, and the other one was the 50 nugget challenge. The Wendy's 50 nugget. That was like, what, like 5 minutes to do 50 nuggets, which was fucking crazy too. That was fun. But again, I was focused. I had time to prep. I was standing. The Big Mac, I was sitting. People want to break balls about the Big Mac, but I wasn't like that. Wasn't intense.
I tell you what I'd want on the show.
What's that?
I want to get Joey Chestnut on the show and have him and Mikey do a challenge together.
I'll lose. See, but
versus, like, you and him have to do something together, and he incorporates you in on it. You know how that would break the internet, Mikey? That would go fucking nuclear.
I would like to see how many like wings we could eat in the span of like 10 minutes.
Yes. Yeah. And then at the end, you could compare how many he did, how many you did, and then
he would crush me, but that's fine. I'll contribute.
Remember Man vs. Food? Remember
him? I had to stop doing the show.
He had to stop doing it. Yeah, and that was such a good show.
Adam Richmond.
Adam Richmond. He would review the place and then do like one of their special challenges, and that was every episode he was banging. So it'd be like Bob the Sports doing an eating challenge every episode.
That's crazy. So wait, what happened? I saw the show.
He was eating. He was doing like this. Doctor told him like you got to stop doing this. He was eating insane things, like insane. But he was doing it all the time. Like I do these once every 4 or 5 months.
That's like maybe the supersize me guy who his like cholesterol
levels
spiked because he did 1 month of nothing but McDonald's,
which is insane. That's insane.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Bob.
Wait, you never saw that supersize me?
Oh, Bob, that's a documentary.
That is like, watch Bob, that is like right up your alley.
You want a documentary?
Right up your alley.
Okay.
He does a challenge where he cannot eat anything but McDonald's for breakfast, lunch, and dinner for 1 month.
Dude, he fucking almost died. It was fucking nuts.
Well, don't give it up.
Well, I mean, I'm not really giving. Bob, I mean, Bob, you can imagine how it went eating McDonald's for every meal for an entire
month. That documentary was like that was like in the early 2000s. It was like that. It went nuclear. It's one of the most watched documentaries of all time.
I know of it. I just don't think I've ever seen it. So yeah, I'll be diving into that. buy or sell going. To buy. I'm buying Danny Hurley, who right now has to be the best coach in college basketball. I think he's not for some people. I think he might be kind of an acquired taste. He's very, you know, very animated guy. The headbutt with the ref was wild. I it's unbelievable what he's doing. That press conference where, you know, after they had lost, I forget who they lost to, or he's like, you better get us now because it's coming. Talking about UConn and what they're doing. I mean, he has brought them back and then some. Like he has to be the best coach in college basketball right now. This is before us seeing the national championship, so we don't even know if Michigan
He's considering. I mean, he's got some hefty competition. I mean, you know, you got Cal and you got Rick Pitino, and I mean, and what Hurley. I mean, this team. I really didn't think this UConn team was like a dominant. I didn't think they were. They're just a really good basketball team with probably what you said, Bob. Maybe arguably the best coach.
Yeah, I think a guy like that, like I think there is with the college, you could really see them developing players. Like same thing with Saban. And once you get to like the NBA, not to say you can't change guys, I think you don't have nearly as much of an effect on like NBA players than he would having college kids 17, 18 years old coming in. So I think he's a guy that will stay in college. I know the Lakers had offered him, or at least that was the reports.
That
but
was
it's
a
like
rumor, yeah, yeah,
yeah. Can he really go and change things? Are you really going to go and like shift things up the way he can in college?
You know, some of these college coaches, like if they build a big enough dynasty where they are, like there's no reason for them to go because they get paid a ton of money. Now, obviously, the recruiting thing makes it like a nonstop, you're working all year round type of deal. But these guys are also like, he's the king of Connecticut. Like, this guy can't, like Saban in Alabama, like Saban was like basically bigger than the governor in Alabama when he was there. Like, same thing with like, what's his name? Ogeron when he was still at LSU when they won the Natty. Like, these guys are bigger than they're just massive figures in like in the state that they're coaching. They're kings. So like, I don't know if you'd really want to leave. And then because the playing field gets automatically leveled. You're not this dominant dynasty when you go to the pros. There really aren't any left. So
yeah. And how much effect can you really have? Like, have the team that you do, Jaws watching that Lakers OKC game that we took, like watching that game, it's like, what can JJ Redick really do that's going to change? Like, you're just, whereas college, I think they really can affect the game.
Yeah, you
know?
I agree.
They're impressionable as kids, like, especially to, they're trying to make it, you know, into the NBA. They're trying to make it so, like, if they're highly touted by their coach, and if, you know, especially some of these freshmen, like that Mullins kid who made the basket to win the game, and then you saw what he did this last game, like he's now going to be like a staple piece moving forward for the team. Like, that's an opportunity where now that changes his whole future prospects, his opportunities. So like, these guys want to make an impact, whereas once you make the NBA, you're making, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars, tens of millions of dollars, even for like the lowest paid players. Like, how do you motivate these guys to the same extent? It's a very difficult thing to do, for sure. You know? So I would agree with you on that 100%.
Mikey, let's head on over to you. Buy or sell?
Yeah, I have a buy and a sell originating from the same country this week. I'm selling the Italian national team. And the disgrace that is missing three consecutive World Cups. I mean, you got Gattuso, the manager. He stepped down after the game against Bosnia. You got Gianluigi Buffon, who's a legend in Italian football, left as the player operating manager, whatever position he held, he stepped down. The president of the Italian Football Federation, he stepped down. Well, that was a good thing. But the state of Italian soccer is in the absolute toilet. It's been in the toilet since 2006. They won that Euro Cup because they had these a couple players from the very old guard on the back line, the best goalkeeper in the world still in Gianluigi Donnarumma.
Oh, Chiesa was amazing too.
But Chiesa now could go. I'm not going to say what I want to say about Chiesa, but the fact that he played this weekend for Liverpool and didn't want to play for the national team a week prior because he felt like he wasn't healthy enough tells you everything you need to know about the state of Italian soccer. It's in the toilet. It's a shame because they're the top soccer nation next to Brazil. You talk about soccer, you talk about Brazil, you talk about France, you talk about Italy, you talk about Germany. That's pretty much the pecking order. Argentina.
Spain.
They are not Spain. You don't talk. They're not in that air anymore. They're completely fucking, it's a disgrace. That's my sell. My buy, though, is the show I told you about, Joseph. People have been telling me to watch this show.
I know, I heard
about
it.
For years, they've been telling me to watch this show, Gamora. And it was made like, I would say, I think the first season was like mid-2000s, I want to say. Bob, probably not going to happen for Bob.
No, not for Bob.
It's in Italian. You got to watch it in subtitles. It is, if you're a Sopranos, Breaking Bad, Wire, The Wire, any kind of high-level crime drama, this show grabs you from episode one, and I'm about halfway through season two. It is fucking incredible. Buying
How many
Gamora,
seasons are there?
Selling Italian National. I think there's about six, I want to say,
Joe. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's fun. Yeah. I had heard about this. Is it HBO?
It's on HBO Max now, yes. You can get it on HBO Max. It's really worth your time. And you know some of those shows, Bob, where people are like, you got to get through the first season. You got to get through the first couple of. This is not like it grabs you right from the first one.
So
it is
would
fucking
it definitely not be for me then.
Well, you're not a subtitles guy.
I'm gonna tell you why. Because if you look at your phone for one,
I do subtitles.
If you look at your phone for like 5 seconds, you miss because you're not hearing. Like sometimes you look at the phone, you could hear when they're speaking in English. You could kind of retain a little bit. This you got to read the whole time. So that's the part that's tough. Okay.
Going back to the to your cell, Mikey, missing one is a travesty in and of itself. Missing two is like, what the hell? To miss the third is just they're not even on the playing field. And I'm watching like the follow-up game after them was like the Dominican Congo versus Jamaica. And I'm like, these teams are in the World Cup and Italy is not. And you know what? They got nobody to blame but themselves because they've done this for years. They don't take the games leading up, even when they were perennial, you know, contenders to win every single year in the Euro or the World Cup. They always think they're better than everyone else. And they go and they play these games against the Bosnias or, you know, the Turkeys or the different teams. They just completely discredit these teams. And then they have terrible results. And then it comes down to the wire where they have to win two or three games out in order to make it because they never win outright their group.
Yeah.
And it's unbelievable. Well,
they haven't. All of their Serie A, the big league, which is like basically the equivalent of EPL La Liga for Italy, Serie A, all these players are not Italian. Most of the players on the big teams, the good players, are not Italians. And they're not bringing these kids up from the far. These kids who have played in Euro Cup finals U17, World Cup finals in U19, won the Euros. I think the U20 team won the 2023 Euro Italy. All these young players are not being brought up. They keep them down in the lower leagues and they pay these non-Italian players and you're not developing anybody. They have no development plan. Roberto Baggio gave them a plan to fix the whole system. They told him to go fuck himself. They don't have players of the quality of the years prior. They don't have Andrea Pirlo's. There's no Francesco Totti's. There's not even a Luca Toni. There's not even a Mario Balotelli. They don't have anybody of that quality. There's nobody on the team, maybe minus Tonali and Calafiori.
Keane scored.
Yeah, but he's not. Yeah, okay.
He scored six consecutive games. It's not like he's doing anything.
Yes, but star quality and chemistry, to me, is not there. It's obvious. The penalty kick shootout was told you all you needed to know. These guys were afraid. There was nobody even stepping up. They were afraid.
I will say this, Mikey. It's better that they don't make it. Because now it's going to send an absolute freaking, it's going to send a complete, like, earth-shattering effect through Italian soccer than if they had just made it and then they kind of made the, you know, past the group qualifying stages in the World Cup and got knocked out.
I don't even think they would have done.
But they wouldn't have gone far. So it's better that they're not even there. But it's devastating. It's pathetic. But I will tell you on another note that the Brilliant Dumb Show is brought to you by our fine friends over at BetterHelp. BetterHelp has been helping the listeners of the Brilliant Dumb Show for some time now. And you know what? If you haven't heard of them, let me give you a couple of interesting tidbits about them. BetterHelp therapists work according to a strict code of conduct and are fully licensed in the U.S., BetterHelp does the initial matching work for you so you can focus on your therapy goals. A short questionnaire helps identify your needs and preferences, and they have over 12 years of experience, industry-leading fulfillment rate. Means typically we get it in right the first time. If you aren't happy with your match, switch to different therapists at any time from our tailored recs, and they have over 30,000 therapists at the helm. When life feels overwhelming, therapy can help. Go ahead and sign up and get 10% off right now at betterhelp.com/BDS. That's betterhelp.com/BDS. Help yourselves by helping others with BetterHelp.
Very nice, Pete. All right, let's go on into the Ask Bob. I think Tracker put it up. I think I'm catching a little bit of a groove. I think last week was pretty good. The last real brutal one was Kermit the Frog. And then I think I've had back-to-back good weeks.
Good weeks, yes, good weeks.
Could use another one this week. To me, it's at this point, it's like a good week is just not completely humiliating myself. I don't know an answer. As long as I don't get completely fucking buried, which happens a lot. But let's keep the ball rolling. Let's start with Mikey.
Yeah, Bob, my question for you this week is, how many miles are in a marathon? How many miles are in a marathon? Now, we don't have to get down to the decimal point. I'm just looking for the flat number before the decimal.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to get this.
I think a guess would be funny, though.
I'm trying to think of what a half marathon is. I see people do it on Instagram all the time.
Does he got to get down to the actual decimal, Mikey?
No, I just said. I just literally.
But I'm saying, like, would you just take the actual number?
Yep.
Okay.
Joe, did you not hear? So did you not hear him say that?
Huh?
Okay. Bro, come on.
I don't think I'm getting this. I have in my head what I think it's going to be. I don't think I'm between 22 and 23.
No, that's not right, but that's not far off. It's 26.219.
Oh, I didn't even guess what it was. 26, but I didn't know.
Yeah, I would have taken 26. Even, you know, I would 26 is what I was looking for, but that's not that. That's not bad.
No,
that's not
that's
bad.
Fine. No.
Again,
it's
not bad.
It's a miss, but it's not a.
I didn't know if he was going to come out with something crazy like
like 100.
Yeah, yeah, something like that. Yes, yes.
That's why I asked, because I didn't know the percentage. I didn't know the decimal. I knew it was like 25, 26, but I didn't know the decimal. All right, Bobby, we're gonna go topic geography today. Okay. I would like to ask you, Bob, for the Ask Bob segment this week. Bob, what continent is the country of Egypt located in? What continent could you find Egypt?
Oh, man, dude. I think he'll get it. I think he'll get it. No, I don't think he'll get it. I really thought, I thought he was just gathering himself because I thought he had it. And then he gave me that look, and I don't know if he has it.
I don't know. Ancient Bob of Egypt. Where are you located? What continent, Bob? Do you have an idea?
No.
Oh, my.
Tutankhamun.
King Tut Tutankhamun.
Yeah. Oh, the pyramids of Giza.
Instead of mummification, it's bobification. Yeah. Oh, the pyramids of Giza.
No guess at all.
Well,
what I'm trying to do is get a.
I mean, you could certainly eliminate some continents, correct? Like, you could certainly eliminate. Like, I would look at it like that.
Whoa.
Like, let's eliminate what it's not for sure.
It's the Middle East.
All right. Well, you're in the area, but you got to give the continent.
I know. I'm working my way.
Okay.
Through.
Okay. I see. I'm sorry. I see what you're doing.
The.
Yeah.
The problem I have is what I have,
right?
It could be so off.
That's what we always live for on this segment.
I think I know. I think I know what he's going
to
say.
And I'm trying to get sort of other thing in play, just so geography.
Anything west of. What did you say, Mikey? Wants anything east of Jersey? Bob's got no idea.
West of New Jersey is California.
That's correct. That's correct.
Oh,
anything south is Florida.
I have what I have, and I don't have anything else. Like, I
you
know
gotta
it's
grow not, your gut.
I know it's not like Asia. You know what I mean? But what I have could be so off.
Come on, Bob. Shock the world here, demon.
I have Africa.
Yes!
Yeah!
Oh, Bobo!
Look at you, dude!
Bro, I
know. Northeast Africa.
It's a great poll.
That's a great question, Pete, because that could have been so bad.
What was the other thing? Were you thinking like
Asia?
Not
Asia.
Imagine he said like Australia or something.
Yeah, no, I would have died. That's what I was saying. Like, you know, it's not North America. You know, it's not Australia. You know, it's not Antarctica. So pretty much now we've narrowed it down to there's only a handful of things.
That's a big pull, Bob.
You know what I mean?
Like, you never thought for a second it was in Europe.
No.
Right. So I'm saying like process of elimination. Yeah, very good, Bob.
That with Africa, if it's not Africa and you say Africa, like it just sounds off.
It would be, yeah. Northeast Africa, yeah. That's
a good question. It's a good question.
Huge.
You just got to start doing more geography questions.
Apparently. No, you don't. Well, yeah.
Bobby Globes. Bobby Globes.
Bobby Globes.
Man. All right. I mean, I guess we can get into our top five, but I will say, boys, we got a big weekend ahead. I'm excited, man. We're filming, supposed to be filming with Gaethje.
Oh, that's right.
And Chandler.
Yeah, which is becoming like a thing. Mikey, we did that with
DC.
One of my favorite rounds of golf of all time. I mean, yeah, we lost fun, a lot of money, but that was one
They're probably going to wax us, by the way, Bob. I think Gaethje's really good.
Gaethje's a stick, bro.
Yeah, he's better than us for sure. But I think
What about Chandler? Is he good?
Don't know about Chandler. What I can tell you is we're both better than DC.
But DC's not playing, so that's a problem.
No, I think DC's going to play.
It's Michael Chandler and Justin Gaethje versus you and me.
No, he's supposed to be bringing a third. DC was in.
Who's our third then?
Yams.
Is Yams in? Yams. Oh, that's great.
That's when I brought Yams. He was watching the Masters while we were at the UFC.
There's going to be nothing better for me than not participating and just sitting there and just enjoying.
Just have a couple of drinks.
Yes, being there. 100%.
And then what I want to do is we're going to do Joe Stonecrab the night before, but we're not going to be in there on time because we got to film Friday, which is my death row meal. I think we should do a power lunch though. Go back to the hotel, shower.
We could do Joe Stonecrab for lunch.
That's a power lunch
on Saturday.
The only problem is, getting in.
We'll be done early enough.
I guess we will be by South Beach.
The only problem is your dad's going to want to get to the stadium at like 1:30.
Well, he's doing Joe's the night before, so he probably wouldn't even be there.
Oh, so we could just meet up with him.
Yeah, we probably could.
I would love Stevie to be there, dude. He's the best, man.
Stevie will be there.
Like, boys.
Buddy, he loves the UFC maybe even more than my dad, but he's just a great hang. He gets very –
He's a rider.
He's a rider. He's just an overly nice guy.
Yeah.
It's really good. I can't believe we all haven't been to the UFC. And Pete, you remember that Miami spread? I know I said
it before. Yeah, that was really, really nice, man.
Updates I do want to say for the show, something that I've definitely seen and Joe and Mikey have seen too, that we're keeping an eye out. We do a lot of ads, no question about it. So we've tried to make the episodes longer. Like we have tried for the most part, I think, really going over the hour to be able – A, because we enjoy it and we got a lot to give on it. But we are going to start – don't hold me to it for next week, but within the next couple of weeks, of course, Prize Picks, the presenting sponsor, lowering the ads. So we've heard the people. We don't want it to be ad-filled. Obviously, you got to keep the lights on, but that's to a degree. I don't want it to be crazy ads. So give us like another week or two, and I think we're going to really start lowering it. So we heard them. We heard the people there.
Excuse me for one second, Bob.
Mikey, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, with all that being said, today's episode of the Brilliantly Dumb Show is brought to you by our friends at Factor. Factor meals, ladies and gentlemen. We know when hunger strikes, you got to be ready. Nobody wants to do the prep work. Nobody's got the time to do the prep work. Let's be honest with ourselves, but that's why you can find Factor. Okay, Factor has meals based and built around your goals, whether it's weight loss, overall nutrition, more protein, GLP-1 support, strength, workout recovery. Check out Factor's Muscle Pro collection. Every meal is crafted with functional ingredients, lean proteins, colorful veggies, whole foods, and healthy fats. Factor bans 175 plus ingredients, no artificial colors or sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no refined seed oils, just nutrient dense food. And that's exactly what you need. Try the newly launched ready to eat salads with vibrant ingredients like elote corn and miso edamame, plus 70 plus add ons to round out your nutrition, from green juices to peanut butter energy bites. It's ready in 2 minutes. Factor shops, preps, cooks, and delivers straight to your door, so you have more time for everything that you love to do. So head on over to factormeals.com/dumb50off and use code dumb50off to get 50% off and free daily greens per box with new subscription only, okay? New subscribers while supplies last until September the 27th, 2026. That's, again, factormeals.com/dumb50off.
Yeah, good job, Michael. Very nice. All right, yeah, let's head on over to the top five. Mikey V takes it for the last time. Tracker put it up. Mikey V's on the tail, Joe. He's coming on you. I think you're a few back now. So Mikey V's definitely making his move. He won the gas station snacks. This week's top five we actually have done before, but not in the snake draft format. So we had done it early last year, just not in the snake draft format. I talked about how I felt Italian cookies were very overrated last week. That's where I had thought for it. So we're going to be doing top five overrated desserts. That's top five overrated desserts. You're not going to get pink pineapple from Joey D. D-Man, you came in second last time. So, Mikey, I'm going to let you pick where you want to go, and then the D-Man after that.
I'll go three.
He's going to go three. Petey.
Yeah, I mean, I'll go one.
Okay. All right.
Fire away, Jensen.
I'll start us off. I think macarons or macaroons or whatever the hell you want to call them. I don't see the appeal. I don't think aside from like a once in a, in, you know, in a blue moon having one, I don't crave them. I don't think they're that satisfying. Take those off the board right out of the gates for me.
Yeah. I don't mind them, but I don't, they're so high.
But also too, it's not even, they're very expensive. Like if you go into the store
to buy them,
they're outrageously priced. It's not like there's some desserts that might not just be for me or might be overhyped. But then when you add on top of it, that like the price tag that these things come at, I just don't see the allure. So take those off the board for me at one.
I like what you do with your master's dinner, Petey. Was it chocolate chip cookies and ice cream?
No, I did a dessert trio platter. So we got a small version of a an apple crumble, a creme brulee, and a small miniature ice cream sundae.
Very nice.
Oh, I saw the – okay, I like the ice cream sundae play a lot.
Very nice. I added that on because I knew Bob would be a big fan of that too.
Very much so. Very excited for that dinner. Yeah. All right, I'm going to go – you can give me cupcakes at one.
At two.
Number one.
Yeah.
All right. Wrap around. I'm going to take birthday cake. Birthday cake stinks. The regular birthday sponge cake, it just stinks. Unless it's some kind of specialty like a carrot cake or something like that. But regular birthday cake. And then on the way back, I'm going to take red velvet anything. Red velvet dessert in general is just chocolate cake with red food dye.
What? I feel like we've talked about where Mikey has it out for red velvet cake. Anytime he gets the chance to just pounce on red velvet, he absolutely just
because it's nothing. It's a smoke and mirrors play. It's just garbage. Red velvet,
garbage. But I do agree it's overrated.
Thank you.
Okay,
all right, now Bobo.
Yeah, I think we've talked about this before. Give me cannolis. I think cannolis I find to be wildly overrated.
I would agree with you. I think they're the most overrated Italian dessert.
Well, the cookies stink.
Yeah, enough, but the cookies, stink. I wouldn't put those as like a. I would put like classic, like panna cotta, tiramisu.
The pastry cannolis. Wise, I think cannoli is the most overrated pastry. I think.
Yeah, but the tartufo's the best, man.
Tartufo's good. Friedel's great too.
Can't get it on Postmates.
It's a tragedy.
Go ahead.
I'm going to go cake pops. And I'm also going to go, I think Jell-O stinks.
Really? Anybody,
yeah, Jell-O's garbage.
There's always room for Jell-O.
Gelatinous.
You hate Jell-O? How do you hate Jell-O? You could be indifferent to Jell-O. I don't think you can hate it.
I think unless you get over the age of six, no one's craving Jell-O.
No.
Like, it's just not – it's not something that – it's a weird texture. It's gelatin. No.
I'm going to go with fruitcake. Fruitcake can go fuck itself.
Who the fuck? Nobody even eats fucking fruitcake anymore. Who eats fruitcakes?
On there.
If I saw a fruitcake, I would be like, what the fuck is this? I don't even know the last time I've seen one.
Yeah.
Now, what classifies as a fruitcake is what about a cheesecake with fresh strawberries?
I mean, that's a cheesecake, Joe. I mean, that's cheesecake. Joe,
that's crazy.
This guy just wants to get any angle he can get, Bob. Any angle he can get, he wants to fucking get it, dude. I know his game.
So. Yeah, that's crazy.
I said this as an overrated food a couple weeks ago, and I'm sticking with it. Tiramisu. Oh, Michael. Tiramisu is the most overrated. It's everywhere. It's fucking, it's dry as cotton.
You gotta have a good cinnamon one. If you get a good tiramisu, it's delightful.
Yeah, you get a bad one, you never want to even fucking see it ever again. Tiramisu is so fucking overrated. I don't know why every place has it.
Tiramisu in Italy, it'll knock your socks off, dude.
Right. Yeah, I'm sure the tiramisu at the Four Seasons in Italy is probably great, but I'm talking about your everyday Joe tiramisu.
It's gotta be nice and creamy. The problem here is they do it, it's almost like it's too formed, like it's too structured. If you get the real good ones, it's almost like it's messy. It's like creamy. It's just, I don't know. I agree with you. If you get a dry one, it sucks.
Now I'm going to take another one that I think people, they another one, flan. I think flan is wildly overrated.
I like that
as well.
Play a lot.
Flan is overrated, man.
Do people have flan?
Oh, yeah. People love flan.
Really?
Love flan. Big flan.
I think it stinks.
There you go. There you go. Robert?
Yeah, flan's a really good call, man. Another thing that just doesn't do anything for me, pudding. Pudding
yeah, pudding is good. Pudding.
No just, pudding, no pizza.
I tell you what's good, though, a nice rice pudding. You ever had a nice rice pudding?
I've had rice pudding, yeah.
That's I don't know pudding. If I've ever had it.
Oof. Good rice pudding's nice. But I know what you're talking. You're talking about like a chocolate pudding.
Yeah,
it just doesn't do anything for me. Biddy, what was the thing? This isn't really a dessert, but it's like a drink dessert. What was the thing that we had at that Indian restaurant that you ordered that shocked everybody?
Oh, mango lassi.
The mango lassi. Yeah, now
that's really fucking
what is
good.
That? What is that?
Oh, it's delightful. It's very creamy.
Everybody looked at him like, what the fuck?
What is it? What is it, Joe?
I mean, it's an Indian dessert. It's like kind of like a dessert drink where it's like a creamy, it's almost like a kind of like a custardy, like Bob, how would you explain it? Like it was like a creamy, almost like a yogurty drink. Really? It's not quite like a milkshake or anything like that. It's more like a smoothie style drink, but okay. if you do the mango flavored, it's very vibrant and it's got good texture. It's creamy. It goes down very nice.
Yeah, it's like a yogurty milkshake.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's how I would explain it. It's very – if next time you go to an Indian restaurant, ask for a mango lassi. I guarantee you won't be disappointed.
Joe's got to bring the sandwich series back.
Like I think he needs to do something with food. His descriptors are too off the charts.
The sandwich series isn't back yet, is it?
Well, Bob, I didn't have teeth for 9-10 months.
But the teeth thing is gone. You've had
that's why the sandwich series went away because I couldn't bite into a sandwich.
Right,
but now you can.
I can now.
Yeah, I want the. I think today you go get a sandwich, and I'll tell you the first place to go, Tavolina Bakery.
I haven't done that one yet.
Phenomenal.
I also got to go on a diet, so that's a tough time to start the sandwich series up again.
Tougher than the teeth.
Yeah, I would think this barrel's not going anywhere. All right, is it me now?
Yes.
I'm gonna go with chocolate covered strawberries. They're good, but there's this allure to it that I'm not about.
I'm gonna tell you the biggest pain in the ass about the chocolate covered strawberries is eating the fucking thing. The shell falls apart. It becomes a fucking
nuisance.
Or if you
dip it, the chocolate goes everywhere, all over your hands.
Yeah,
all over
there's not an easy way to attack a chocolate covered strawberry. That I will say, but I do think the combination of flavors is delightful. That I do think.
My last pick is gonna cause a rock. I'm just gonna say this.
Oh, I can't wait.
And it's gonna cause some upset, disgruntled.
If you say ice cream, I'll never speak to you ever again.
No, okay.
All right.
No.
I don't know.
My fifth pick, I'm gonna take. Quite frankly, a dessert that I just don't understand why people are so on to it, and one person in particular on this show, the crumb cake for me is completely overrated.
Dude,
it's not good. It's,
you're done.
It's,
you, oh,
it's
you lost this week.
It's,
you
it's,
lost this week.
You it's lost. Dry, this week. It's dry.
You lost.
It's not moist. It's
you've
not
had bad. You've had bad crumb, dude. You've had bad crumb. You've had bad
you
crumb.
You don't tiramisu for Christ's sakes.
Okay,
the crumb cake couldn't hold tiramisu
crumb cake
in its fucking right hand.
The crumb cake community is going to come for your throat.
Oh yeah, all 20 of them, and half of them are going to make a pick afterwards together.
Okay. He's always got. He's always
got hey, Bob, they call him the only crumbs. Here's a crumb. There's a crumb. Everybody gets a little crumb.
Yeah, enough to go around. I mean,
it's not that good.
What is there left? What is there left to say, Bob? He'll get his in the comment section, and then I'll have to hear about it and hear, oh, these people, how could they say these things? Like, he's asking for it, so it's fine. Crumb cake is fucking amazing. Crumb cake is fucking amazing.
I'm not
amazing.
Saying it might be decent, but it's overrated.
You know what? I'm going to bring you some good crumb this weekend.
Are you?
I'm going to bring you some good crumb.
I don't think crumb travels.
Crumb travels. I'll wrap it nice. It'll travel. And then now you're going to take a bite, and I want you to tell me
now
it's not
fun. Is this a holly crumb?
No, it's not a holly crumb. I could get a good crumb anywhere. Any bagel store in New Jersey worth their salt as good crumb cake wrapped up. Bob, you know what I'm talking about. You go to bagel stores in New Jersey, they always have crumb cake.
I will eat the crumb on the stream.
Thank you.
If the crumb is
and
good,
an honest review.
I will, if the crumb is good, yes. I will put my hand up and say it's good. But okay. I feel like crumb cake, you got to have it with like ice cream or something. Like you got, it's not a standalone dessert that holds true to itself. Yeah. Remember, I think Bob last time sold pie. That was really
no.
Good. Yeah. I looked at the last overrated desserts. Bob had pie at 3 or 4.
Pissed. I do not. I'm not a pie guy.
Pie.
That is tough.
Bob, apple, pumpkin.
Yeah.
I mean, what?
Yeah.
Blueberry.
I mean, the cobblers. I mean,
cobblers.
Oh, the cobbler.
So if I got lambasted for a crumb cake in this
yeah,
guy's
pie
said,
would
why?
Be, I, there's no way. There's no so way.
I found on the
no,
thing.
I believe you. I'm saying I don't think there's any way he's going to take pie here. Right, Bob?
I have a couple pies that I have.
Well, okay. If you're saying a specific pie, perhaps, maybe.
Right. I'm not going to go. I got to stick to my guns on
go ahead.
On what I know, and that's the Italian cookies. I'm going to go with the Italian cookies. But there's a few that I wanted to shout out. I'll wait till you go. Mikey had finished, but a couple that I have it out for. One that I don't think you guys are going to like.
Oh, boy.
This last one that I'm going to give, this may turn some heads because people are going to say there's some really delicious ones and they're very refreshing and they're palate cleansers and this, that, and the other thing. But to me, sorbet is very overrated because it's just an excuse that you think you're going to get a healthier option than going in for the ice cream. That's what people are doing. When they order sorbet, they're trying to be cute about the fact that they're fat fucks and they want ice cream. You want ice cream. You don't want the sorbet. You wanted ice cream, but you're saying to yourself, oh, this sorbet is a little lighter. It's healthier, but it's overrated. It's not in the tier of the top tier desserts. It's just simply it's not. It's a healthy alternative. That, by the way, probably not even really that healthy, I would imagine.
I bet you if you put up a poll, Bob, between crumb cake and sorbet, I think it's not even close. Sorbet is beloved. It's people, you go in Italy, you can't go to an ice gelato. Cream parlor without gelato, but they have sorbetto too. Every single one. You telling me a lemon sorbet?
Yes, to cleanse your palate, but I just don't. I think it's overrated as a dessert. Like, I just don't think it's a dessert. You think indulgence. You think lava cake. You think ice cream. You think pie. The sorbet is a poor man's excuse for a dessert. It's not a dessert. It's a refresher. It's
difference. I always wonder what's the difference between ice cream and gelato.
Milk, dairy.
There you have it.
There
you have it. Nobody's disputing
that.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is. No dairy, and gelato is made with dairy, so it's creamier. But like Mikey, have you not had a good orange or a coconut sorbet?
I've had the ones that they serve inside the fruit, like
Island Way sorbets are some of the best. At home, do it yourself desserts.
It's just if I'm going to order dessert at a restaurant, 99 times out of 100, I want something indulgent.
I would agree.
I want an actual dessert. I just don't consider it a true dessert. And people
cake at a restaurant?
I don't think it's offered enough.
Nah, because it's not that popular.
Mm-hmm. Now, for Bob Does Bagels, the Spiropolis's, they're big crumb cake people. Like,
of course they are. Of course they are.
For the crumb cake in there.
And then you know what? Joe will be pumping that crumb cake. I can tell you that much. He'll be pumping that.
We're going to have the D-man give it. Oh, and by the way, You might see Joe there more than me because it's right in his backyard.
It's very nice.
So
you got the spot now.
He's got it secured.
Okay. I didn't know. I wasn't updated. I'm supposed to be a potential investor. I wasn't updated.
Michael, I would like you to invest. This is one that should be investing.
The spot, I say we got it. It's not official. So I've learned from the last spot. So it's
pretty official, though.
You will know. Yeah, very, 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 very close to it.
Yes,
we have to go because the problem is all these bagel places are coming into West Palm now. And that's okay because it's West Palm. It's still 20 minutes from us. But they're going to start to infiltrate Jupiter. And right now we don't have much competition.
Now it's time to make our move. It's like Ritz. You know, it's like now's the time to make your play. You gotta move or you be moved.
Yes. Yeah, I just know, man. I know what the Spiropoulos is due, and there's not a doubt in my mind.
We went to the meet and greet at the PGA Tour here at the Cognizant. Mikey, I'm not joking you. I think every second or third person was asking when Bob Does Bagels is coming. Yeah, it's gonna be massive. It's gonna be a big
play. I can't afford to miss out on that. I literally, I can't afford it.
You're an investor. You're 100% going to be an investor.
Can't afford it.
The thing is, once, you know, tight friends and family, once we cross that first location, then when we go to expand, when, you know, the Josh Allens of the world will be getting a phone call from
Watch, we got LeBron in on Bob Does Bagels.
Possible.
He asked about the cocktail,
which was pretty cool.
What did he ask about?
The drink, have a day cocktail.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, that's good.
What did he own? Blaze Pizza, right? He owns that one?
Yeah, Blaze. He had a chance to some pizza company offered him a deal, and he ended up getting his own, like, equity in Blaze Pizza. And I think Blaze Pizza does really well. There's one right by us. Apparently, it's pretty good. I haven't had it, but I might do it out of respect. I will go get those Cracker Barrel pancakes out of respect, too, to give those a try. Just a couple things I had on here. I don't think you guys were going to like this one. Creme brulee.
Bob, that's preposterous. That is absolutely preposterous, Bob.
I find that to be over. I'm not a creme brulee guy, not a tiramisu guy. Pumpkin pie, I was going to put there. I'm not a huge pumpkin pie. And then yeah, that was all I had. Anything?
What do you think about brownies?
That's another one. I find brownies to be overrated. I like them, but for what they're rated as,
yes,
a little. Overrated.
You know, they were on my list. They didn't make it, but they were there. I was toying with it.
You know what might be one of my favorite desserts? And now I'm thinking about it. I should have put it for the Masters dinner, and I fucked up.
What's that?
Maybe I can still have time to change it.
Go ahead.
Sticky toffee pudding cake. It's one of the greatest things that your mouth will ever enjoy. Or, Bob, have you not had it?
I don't think I have.
Oh, I got a message, Chef. I'm gonna have to pivot. Sticky toffee pudding.
I have to message Chef.
All right, Mike.
I do. I mean, I do. He's prepping for it. It's too late though. It's the day before. I'm fucked.
You like a good Bananas Foster, Joseph?
Yeah, I think it's more of a showman's dessert.
I think it's delicious, though. I think bananas. I think it's great.
I don't think it's bad. I think it's more of like the pageantry of the bananas.
A lot of pageantry. It's like when they bring out the Bananas Foster, it's like the Rose Bowl parade. It's like
Banana Foster is like. It's like the dessert version of fajitas. It's basically the whole presentation. Is like before you even take a bite, the whole restaurant knows you're having banana pasta.
You know what we put last time, which is another one of those, the baked Alaska.
Bob, that's not a very popular dessert. You don't see it anymore.
I think it is dying.
No, I'm not saying it is. I'm just saying that's another one.
The baked Alaska is like the dodo bird before it went out of extinction. It's very, very scarce.
The golden steer lives and dies by that Banana Foster table side.
Do they?
Oh, yeah. They do a magnificent show.
Can we get Eichel and Stone to come in?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah,
I can message them. They would love to be on.
Stoners, definitely.
We could even do a top five with them. I'm sure they would love to get involved.
All right, fellas, Mike, if you could read off the list, and then we'll close it down.
Joe had the number one pick: macaroons, cake pops, Jello, chocolate covered strawberries, crumb cake. Bob, two pick: cupcakes, cannolis, fruit cakes, pudding, and Italian cookies. I had birthday cake, red velvet anything, tiramisu, flan, and sorbet.
I think my earless is good, but the tiramisu is going to bang you, dude.
I don't think so, Joe. I think people, Bob, you thought so too, right? Tiramisu, you think it's overrated?
I had it on my list.
I don't know. When it's bad, Joe, it's terrible. It's inedible when it's bad.
But you can't judge something on when it's done poorly. You got to judge something on when it's done and executed well.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know. I can see where you're coming from, but tiramisu.
This is how I feel about the crumb cake for you. I feel like you haven't had a good crumb in your life.
And listen, I told you.
I want you to.
Sunday, I will eat it on the stream, and if it is good, I will put my hand up. And I
got to remember to bring it.
Ladies and gentlemen, that does it for another edition of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. As always, we appreciate you. Hold me to it. So 2 weeks from now, less ads. Still ads, but less ads. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. Support the boys. Support the mission. We love you. We appreciate you. That's the Brilliantly Dumb Show.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America. Discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.